The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Welcome to Peace Lutheran Church. I'm Pastor Jeremy Lucky, pastor here at Peace. Welcome to those also tuning in online as we're live streaming this service this evening. Tonight is Good Friday. How could a Good Friday be good? This is the night that Jesus died on the cross, the day that Jesus died on the cross. How is it good? It's good for us. We're in His arms, and we'll hear tonight that His blood covers us, we're washed in His blood, and that means that life is ours. He dies, but we get to live. This Lent has been special here at Peace Lutheran Church in that our focus has been on people that encountered Jesus on His journey to Jerusalem. So far we've taken a look at people like Mary Magdalene, we've talked about Mary, another Mary, the mother of Martha and Lazarus. We talked about Nicodemus and Barabbas. Tonight we take a look at someone who was actually there the moment that Jesus died. The person that wrote the Gospel of John, the disciple of Jesus named John. We're going to see what he felt, what he experienced. It's also something we pray that we experience too, as we are followers of Jesus. We are disciples of him. And so as we begin, I want to put a painting up for you to take a look at. It's kind of a very, very much a intense painting. This is by Peter Paul Rubens. He painted this in the 17th century. He was a Roman Catholic painter. And just take a look. This is called The Descent from the Cross. What do you notice when you look at that painting? Go ahead and share before we begin. You don't have to if you don't. A number of women. Okay, yes. And we know that there were women that were around Jesus on his death. Yep. What else do you notice?
There's a shroud to his death.
Okay, yep, a shroud. What emotions do you capture in looking at the death of Jesus?
I see his garment.
His garment. What emotions? What's the tone of the painting? It is finished. Very good. Okay. Well, take a look at that during my message tonight. We'll come back to that. Again, Peter Paul Rubens, you can look it up. It's called Descent from the Cross. It's a very famous painting. It helps us capture the moment in which Jesus was taken down from the cross. Just a couple of reminders before we begin. The first is that Easter is right around the corner tonight. Is the precursor for Easter. We gather here at 10 a.m. on Sunday morning at Peace. We're expecting overflow in the church, so come early, grab a seat, because it's going to be tight inside the sanctuary. One note about what we need for Easter. I think we've got most things covered, but kind of a sad thing that happened. We had flowers that were brought for our Easter cross last night at the Maundy Thursday service. We're not sure what happened, but those flowers were taken over the night last night. So we lost about 5 dozen of those flowers for our cut cross that we're going to celebrate on Easter. And so I share that just as motivation. If you are out at the store in the next day, go ahead and pick up some flowers, bring them in and place them in the buckets. We're going to bring them in at night so they don't get taken by someone. So the other note is that tonight as you entered, you should have received not only a bulletin, but also a nail, and just some description about that nail. That nail really represents our sin and how Jesus covered our sin. And so we want to be thinking about that tonight. At the conclusion of our worship, we're going to end in silence, as we always do. And you're encouraged to exit out the sanctuary into the entryway. And there's a cross with a bunch of nail holes in it. Go ahead and place that nail before you exit the church building. And again, we'll close in silence and look forward to gathering for Easter service, 10 a.m. on Sunday morning.